I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Sandspants Radio. Eat the rich, dessert the poor.
Hey everyone, Plumbing the Death Star is coming back to the UK for some more fun times, and this time we're going to places we've never even been before. We're going to Glasgow, Newcastle, Leeds, Leeds again, Nottingham, Cambridge, Manchester twice, Oxford, Birmingham, Bristol, Brighton, and Cardiff. We're also doing 4 shows at the Edinburgh Fringe, and we are doing some London shows, but they haven't been announced just yet. Tickets are selling fast, with the majority of the shows having less than 50% of tickets left. So, if you don't want to be a Mr. or Ms. Nigel or Poppy no ticket, head on over to sandspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets today. And, if anyone can recommend me some good coffee places, hit me up on Twitter, @GoddammitZammit, and I will be forever grateful. Kisses!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. We'll be asking important questions like, which superhero would be the most stressed?
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane, I'm more than some pretty face beside a train. And it's not easy to be me.
Superman, think about it. That boy has to hit 100 every single time, because if he fucks up just once, humanity is destroyed, right? Because remember, Superman's villains, Superman's problems aren't like petty crime, theft, whatever. They are world-ending, cataclysmic events. We're talking meteorites, we're talking Brainiac, we're talking some crypto bullshit, not currency, but like Krypton.
Superman finding out about cryptocurrency and being like, after my dog's name or Krypton?
He misses one punch and all of a sudden Lex Luthor's president.
Yeah, exactly. He's like,
That's true. I mean, if you compare like the shit Superman's got to deal with the shit Batman's got to deal with, Batman doesn't bat 100. Batman misses one.
Oh, yeah.
The Joker kills some kids.
Yeah. Whoopsie daisies.
Whatever. Superman misses one, the Earth is completely obliterated by a meteorite.
And the problem with Superman is he has such a long lifespan.
Yeah.
That when you look at it, like on a long enough time scale, like he's going to fuck up at least once.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And like he's got that to look forward to. You know what I mean? Because like he could, like he's pretty good. He's super.
Yeah.
He could bat 100 for like 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. By that point, most other superheroes are either dead, retired, or sent back in time. Not Superman. He's there.
That's a good point. Superman's got to deal with it all. Yeah. And eventually, when every superhero dies and it's just Superman, he's got to deal with all the fucking their problems as well.
Yeah. I mean, also Superman has a strict moral compass, which he's imposed on himself. Mistake.
Yeah,
stressful.
Absolutely.
Like,
not only has he got a bat 100,
he's got like strict Methodist rules he's got to follow.
And Superman's a weird one, because if you look at the comic books and stuff like that, often Superman's story ends with him giving up.
Like,
whatever happened to the Man of Tomorrow, he kills a bloke.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
Fake out, doesn't die. I was going to say spoilers, but who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Read a book, whatever.
I don't give a fucking book.
It's too late. This came out in like the fucking 80s. Look, relax. Uh-huh. Yeah, anyway, he walks into a room. The gold kryptonite room, I think it is. Anyway, whatever, it's going to kill him, but then
it doesn't,
and he lives his life as fake, like a new person that's not Clark Kent, like new bloke.
A second new
Superman. And then they have a kid and whatever with Lois, which is nice, but yeah, he just gives up. Like, he just stops being Superman because he broke his code.
He kind of does that in Superman Grounded as well, where he's like, I've spent so much time in space that I forgot what it means to be human, and he came back, and that one woman's like, hey.
Do you know what's Just a quick side note before we get into the funniest part. He fights in the 100-minute war.
Yeah.
That's not long. He's in space for 2 hours.
Does that include travel time, though?
Right. Look, I'm happy to call the kryptonite, well, the 100-minute kryptonite war, because Krypton comes back for a bit. And he's like, you know what? Krypton's all right. And then they turn out to be bad blokes, and there's a whole thing, and that leads into Superman Grounded. Where, as you were saying...
Well, a woman comes up to him and is like, my husband had cancer and you didn't stop it.
And Superman slaps him.
Yeah. And Superman's not like, hey, lady. How?
Well,
he's like, fuck. And then he decides to walk America. Mm. You know.
God, that comic is so stupid.
It's
and I own it.
It's very bad.
Yeah, it's also because, like, she gives reasons. She's like, the doctor's x-ray machines couldn't have seen it because of the angle it was on, but your x-ray vision could have seen it.
Yeah. Stressful.
Lady, Pa Kent fucking died because he didn't see his heart attack coming. This is a touchy subject.
And what does she expect, like, Superman to every hospital?
And his laser eyes could have treated it or something like that.
That's just not true.
Yeah, Superman is not a surgeon. Although imagine all like the weird pseudoscience bullshit you would have if you were like in the DC universe
kind
of
stuff.
Like, I hear if you rub Martian Manhunter's belly, you cure yourself of warts.
Jackson, what are you injecting into yourself? Wonder Woman blood? Gonna get Wonder Woman powers.
Where did you get her blood from?
Just selling. Jackson, I think that's just another. You don't know that's Wonder Woman.
Look at this de-aging cream I've got made of Superman saliva.
Yeah.
I just rub it on my face and I feel 10 years younger. That's just. The man just spat in a jar.
Trying to figure out how you could collect Superman saliva, and the first thing I thought was, this is so dumb. You cover children in poisonous ice cream that's poisoning the kids. And Superman's like, I gotta lick it off to protect the kids, and then somehow in the process you collect the spit. But it doesn't really follow.
No.
That's the thing. Superman actually physically can't bat 100 because he can't stop stuff like that.
That's true.
Also, there's a weird thing where if Superman doesn't bat 100 and he fucks up, and Earth gets destroyed. It's kind of like when Krypton got destroyed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like stuff going on there.
And you think about it, because like, one woman is like, hey, my husband died of cancer, and you dropped the ball. He died on your watch. And it's like, well, it wasn't, but he took it upon himself to be like, it was.
Yeah.
Now, that's a sign of a very stressed man.
But is that really... That's kind of on Superman, you know what I mean?
Well, isn't stress really is about yourself internalizing external forces.
And you know what? The Superman Grounded thing, he doesn't do much to relieve himself of stress because he instantly goes to try and solve problems that a superhero cannot solve.
Yeah.
Like an abusive family.
Exactly. Superman, what's Superman?
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
there's an abusive family and someone's car's fucked are like the two things. And there's aliens pretending to be people living in a neighborhood.
Yeah. And Superman just
meets
him and hangs out and tries to solve some problems.
Don't do what you're going to do. Be better than that.
And everyone's like, fuck, Superman. Thanks for stopping the cycle of violence. That's
also
exactly what you did just then.
The problem with Superman is that he's a very hands-on guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be like, okay, I'm gonna teach the masses or kind of like preach and be like,
well, that's
do
that's
good.
What Superman Grounded is. Him having a preach.
How to go for him.
Well, he's back to Superman like normal.
After 12 issues, fine, I think.
I want to see a Superman that practices self-care. A Superman that's like, from Monday to Saturday, I am your defender. Sunday is Superman's day.
Sunday is my time.
Sunday is for the soups.
Yeah.
meteor's coming. They're like, Superman. He's like, hey, sorry, I'd love
to. Call me on Monday.
Call me on Monday. Get Martian Manhunter. What's he doing?
Also, exactly. Do you know what else would be stressful? Going to work.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
From 9 till 5, if anything fucks up.
Superman's, like, attendance must be appalling.
Or...
how does Perry White not realise? Is he just, like,
well, he's an investigative
Clark
reporter, so he's like, go out and do shit.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, like, he can be covered there. But he's not. He's always at the...
the Daily Planet.
The Daily Bugle? No.
The Weekly Planet.
The Weekly Planet. That's the one.
Grab that article.
Grab that news source. No, so, yeah, he's... imagine you're Perry White.
Uh-huh.
No,
done.
No. So imagine you're Superman.
Oh, okay, done.
You could be Perry White. Yeah, it's all right. I'll be Lois Lane. I want a Pulitzer. Fuck yeah.
Your friend got shot in the head in front of you.
That's sad.
Surprise, we live in the Man of Steel universe now. Well, that makes me Lawrence
I didn't
Fishburne.
Stop it. I'm sorry, but I did squish a terrorist. Maybe. I could have been there from the start. Honestly, I could have real solved some problems.
The SA...
I know about Batman, but I don't care.
This got out of hand. This escaped me as a scenario.
I don't know how baths work. My jeans are wet.
I gave too much power to the two of you. I should have done...
I printed the front page of a newspaper without an article on it just because fuck you.
I should have dived on in and been like, hey...
I didn't want Wonder Woman to wield a spear, so I did it.
And now you're dead.
Yep.
My
building got fucked up twice. Maybe just once. But I was pretty stressed and I was under
rubble.
Remember
that time you hired Jane Olsen and then everyone forgot about it? So then Jimmy Olsen was there to get shot in the head? What's that about?
I like my Olsen twins.
So, I was going to say, if you're Superman...
yes, as Joel Zammett is.
And like, say a meteor's coming outside, you're in the middle of work.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make it not suspicious?
Oh my god, I need to like be with my loved ones.
No. I'm eating chips.
Eating the chip.
Initially, I'm like, why is Douchey yelling at me? All right, he's Barry
White. He's Barry White.
I'm not asking permission, and I would leave.
Yeah,
what's
suppose.
Perry White going to do? You know how big like Superman is, but also Clark Kent is?
Yeah.
Just shove him.
He'd probably keep eating the chips that I've been really eating in this episode, but now I've run out.
So, yeah, keeping your secret identity is going to be fucking hell for Superman because he knows it's bad.
Yeah.
But Superman, when he's young, is like, my secret identity will be glasses and messy hair. And then he sees, like, fucking Martian Manhunter who can use, or even technology that just allows you to cloak the way you look.
Yeah,
and he's like, shit.
Should have done that. Or he sees Batman in a mask. He's like, oh, fuck, masks.
Masks.
Why don't I think of a mask?
I'm such an idiot.
Oh, just like a bandana.
It's quite weird. Fuck yes, bandanas. Oh, you mean like over his eyes with eye holes?
Like a Zorro looking
thing?
Okay. No, I was meaning like a pirate bandana.
Or fuck both. Yes. Fuck yes.
So one that incorporates both. So it's like a pirate bandana over his eyes.
Kind of like that one guy in
Zorro, the mask off.
No. I forget.
Zorro, the legend of.
Someone in the Junkyard Pals.
The fuck is that?
What's his name? Fat Albert! Yeah. Anyway, a guy in Fat Albert had a beanie that went over his eyes. Leave me alone. Yes. So it's. I guess
the Ninja Turtles is probably a better example.
No, because you weren't bandanas. Listening. Keep up.
So, no.
So with Superman, though, I guess the reason he stays Clark Kent is because he is Clark Kent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, we've had this argument before, but, like...
Oh, no. Every superhero is alter ego. So it's, like, Batman's alter... Sorry. Bruce Wayne. Bleh. Fuck. Anyway... Batman is Bruce Wayne's alter ego.
Yeah.
But Superman is the only one where Superman is him.
Yeah.
Clark Kent is his alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always argue the opposite.
No.
Because he was raised as Clark Kent. But that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. That was my point, is that he is Clark Kent.
Mm.
So, like, he's not going to get a new identity because that would be three identities. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So he's got to be stressed about that. He's got
exactly.
To be
and, like,
that.
He's got to be like, what if he just takes off his glasses one day and he just sort of cleans them and someone's like, ugh. Which, again, it's a stressful disguise he's put on himself.
Yeah. What would you have done?
A mask.
Yeah.
I'd just
a mask
be Superman the whole time. Who gives a shit? And then I don't need to get a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, I wouldn't get a 9-to-5 job. Like, honestly,
Superman,
this comes
just
down
really,
to.
And also, I wouldn't have a moral code.
Yeah. This comes down to, like, what does Superman, like, want and need? Like, why do you get a job? You know what I mean? It's like, okay, to provide...
Did a hero episode about how...
how it's a...
But in that episode, we tell him not to. So, again,
if he was really wanting like, journalistic integrity, what I would do is be like, well, I am Superman journalist.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I am Kal-El super journalist.
But you can't do that because you can't have like a police officer that's a journalist on crime because it's biased. Well,
then I'd be like, I guess it wouldn't fight crime. I'd just be reporting it. And I guess a lot of things would...
Fuck it. I'd live on the moon. I'd just really be like, I'm an alien. Yeah. Fuck you.
Also, again, you can't have a cop because, like, you know, we can stop a cop. We can put that cop in jail or whatever.
Can't stop Superman.
I gotta assume most superheroes have a secret identity basically so they don't get arrested. Right?
Yeah.
Like if you found out Spider-Man who he was, you could be like, that's vigilantism. You're going to jail.
And also, like, with Spider-Man, it's also protecting his loved ones. But, like, because every superhero is only, like, a lot of their powers and that is just, like,
a gadget?
Batman's like a gadget, so you could kill him as Bruce Wayne pretty easy.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, like, he has spider sense and stuff like that, but he isn't, like, infallible.
Guy. Yeah.
To blow up his school.
I mean, a bit excessive.
I'm a supervillain. Whatever.
You're not wrong.
I thought you were just you for some reason.
Well, yeah, no, I mean...
I think that has happened. Oh, not hat. Similar thing. When Peter Parker...
I blew up Peter Parker's school.
When it got revealed who Peter Parker was, and I think he was a science teacher, the school got attacked by, like, a green gobbo or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See, I think the person who would be the most stressed would be Ant-Man, because what if a bird gets him?
He can get big again.
No, hang on. Okay,
so are we grading how stressed they are, like on like a stress scale?
Let's talk about how hard their poops are.
How many shits per week?
Yeah, how many shits per week is how stressed? Because when you're very stressed, everything stops.
Yeah.
Superman, the butthole issue is hard.
He's got the human anatomy for this situation. Yeah.
So the is it pooping issue with or without coffee? Because I'm assuming if you're stressed, you're chugging down some coffees.
With coffee, but it's still, you just...
Doesn't do anything?
You might do one big shit a week, I would say, for Superman.
I reckon once on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Once on a Sunday after 6 long blacks.
Yeah. He sits down, lowest
one
lanes.
Black is a term, otherwise that's a very weird sentence.
It's like a just like a shot of coffee.
No, basically. But as in like, is that a term?
No, yeah, it won't float in some places.
Really? Okay, long black is it's a black coffee.
Yeah.
Two shots of coffee and hot water.
Yeah. That's basically long black. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 6 of them. And even then.
Oof. And that's his, like, Lois.
He's sweating. He's taking off his shirt.
Give me a quick second there, Lois. I gotta go and take a mean, meaty shit. The stress has gotten to me.
Why am I with you, Clark?
Gee whiz, I don't know. But
it's
no.
Probably his lovable accent.
So can I describe a situation, an Ant-Man situation?
For yes.
You? And then you can tell me about how hard you think his poops are. So you're Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Okay. You've just finished a successful mission and you come back and maybe it was in suburbia.
Okay.
Okay. You're running through someone's house or what gets you?
Hmm?
A dog.
Oh.
Thinks you're a mouse. Picks you up in its jaws.
Yep.
To save yourself, you have to kill the dog.
How can Ant-Man just get himself a little big to the point where he's like as big as, say, a small hair?
A small hair?
Yeah.
Oh, like the rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah, nevertheless, the dog's still biting him.
Yeah.
He has to get big in the second the dog's teeth clamp down, and if he's doing that, the dog's dead.
Like, because you could get as, like, say, big as a cat or as big, like,
Jackson, yeah? If you're that small, do you know what's going to sound real loud? Mm-hmm. A dog walking behind you.
You think Ant-Man's never going to get got by a dog?
No, I think he's going to get got by a dog. That's fine. I'm saying...
Yeah, this is Ant-Man strength. He can just be like, oh, I opened the mouth.
And kill the dog.
Open the mouth. When you open Melody's mouth,
had
you accidentally snap her head in half?
But imagine you're inside the mouth. You've got your hands on the roof of the mouth, your feet on the tongue.
Yeah.
What's your next step, Dusha?
Step out.
Step out?
Yeah.
So you have to slide your hands along the roof, your feet along the tongue. You're likely to slip because it's a mess in there. And then slam!
Have you ever lifted anything heavy?
Have I ever lifted a dog's mouth? No.
I mean, cause
pick up a bot. Okay, imagine you picked up a bot. Wait.
Yeah.
Pick up. Hypothetically, you're moving house. You pick up a box.
Yeah.
You're standing still. When you take one step, all of a sudden is the weight overpowering?
That's not the situation. What I mean is that you have to keep the dog's mouth agape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to gape that dog's mouth.
You got to gape the dog mouth. So... It's not like you're carrying something heavy.
No, we're getting way too close.
You have pressure on both ends.
Yeah.
So you take a step, it's difficult. It's different from just lifting
a
box.
Again, look, you're right, it's slippy. However, a dog's jaw isn't spring-loaded.
Yeah, but that dog is going to be trying to eat you. That dog's not going to be like, oh, cool.
But you keep getting bigger. You're not going to kill the dog. Look, you might injure it. You might, but you're not.
Or you get way smaller.
Then you get swallowed by the dog. Enjoy being eaten.
No, because if you get like tiny, get between its teeth. That's like also, tiny.
That's also true. You could do that, but that's dangerous because you get stuck in the microverse or whatever.
And also, if you get small enough, the dog's
micro machines. He'll be
like he'll swallow. You got to be quick.
Yeah, you got to be very quick. I would say,
and you then you have to explode out of a dog.
Yeah, that's worse.
And no, then someone's like,
just who's get digested? Whatever. Get so small that you can whatever. Come on.
I'd say you could if Ant-Man. Look, is Ant-Man either 0 or 100? That's my question.
No. We've seen that he is not 0 or 100.
All right, so he
have
can't
we?
Have we?
Yeah, he's not just like I'm big, I'm little.
Yeah, but he never gets like 3 foot.
He doesn't.
He should.
He's either Ant-Man small or smaller, or big man. What's he called?
Giant man. Or Goliath. Or Yellow Jacket. He's had a lot of names.
Yeah, that high. We never see him be like, what if I was 6'8"? He never grows.
Because he could, surely. I guess he just doesn't have the training or willpower or
something. Because getting tiny, I guess, doesn't take. Because he gets tiny and he's just like, I'm too tiny now.
Yeah.
He can't stop it, right?
Yeah.
No, he breaks it to get that small.
Yeah, he does.
Don't you just press? He just presses a button, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't really gauge with a button.
Unless he holds it.
Oh, that's right. If he holds it.
It's in his hand. There's an answer to this, and I'm sure people are screaming at us.
But like, I've never seen him be, because if he could become like a 2 foot lad,
yeah,
then the dog everyone else would have probably done.
So his dog, if he's in the dog's mouth, so the size of a mouse. He's in the dog's mouth. The dog's like, rawr, 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 and he's like, shit, fuck, fuck, goddamn dog. And he just grows a little bit. The dog is still going to keep shaking it to the point where is Ant-Man still the same weight as he is when he's small? Because I don't know if a dog could, in theory, lift a ripped Paul Rudd in his mouth.
I don't. Does anyone pick him up in Ant-Man?
Because he has the same, like, when he punches.
He's got the same punching power.
He's got the
power.
Same, like, punching power. The strength of a man, but he's smaller.
Yeah.
So it's all that power in that little tiny punch.
So he but must if he's be got, the same weight.
But he can jump a lot higher, but his muscles are
The science of Ant-Man is a trouble.
And my science of a normal person isn't good to begin with.
No, we are basically standing over the edge of the cliff, Wile E. Coyote style, with a sign saying, help us, and about to collapse into the fucking canyon below.
Exactly. I'm like the Tiny Toons one, where I just walk on open air and being like, I haven't learned about gravity yet, don't affect me.
Exactly.
So, I would. Because does that mean when he gets giant man, he's like still only, say, 70 or 80 kilos?
Yeah. No, see, that can't be because he crushes the plane.
Yeah.
So he
because
must.
He'd be like a wisp of a man who's giant.
But then
and full
when
of
he
holes.
Was Ant-Man, if a strong breeze should like knock him away.
Yeah. But
maybe.
Because unless he's increasing his mass and his density when he gets big, because it's kind of like when he shrinks down, it's got the same sort of like mass, so his punches have an extra. Yeah. I get that kind of aspect, like you're getting all that weight and power into something tiny, so it's like, you know, you're forcing all that. Kind of like, all right, I have no idea, it's science, but I can get it. But when he gets big, shouldn't the opposite be true?
Shouldn't he blow over like a fucking, in a strong breeze?
Yes. Like he should be like a wafer, because then the stress of becoming too big is there. What if I become too big, I can't lift my legs?
What if he becomes too big and just collapses?
Yeah.
When you're
what if he becomes too big and like the gaps in his spine tear?
Oh, God.
I checked out of this episode for a bit to do a bit of research.
Yeah.
So in the film, we see him in two distinct sizes because the size regulator.
Okay.
But there is no reason why he can't just stop in the middle. It's just for the film.
So theoretically, he gets small enough to get out of a dog's skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That in and of itself, I would argue, a stress.
Well, I would argue, I think you've gone too specific with the Ant-Man stress argument. I would say that it's just very stressful that your entire body is changing. What if one day it stops?
Yeah, what if one day you get stuck? That's true.
Yeah. Like the wind changes, you know? And you're like, I'm tiny forever, and I was pulling a face.
Yeah, that's true. Also, like, it must be hard to navigate when you're tiny. Did you know if Ant-Man gets too big, he sees God?
No, I did not know this.
It's a thing. So, you know, there's the tiny verse.
Yeah.
Where he gets too little.
Yeah.
If he gets too big, he's up there with the celestials.
So he gets, like, the macroverse?
Yeah. He gets the macroverse, and that's where all the gods live.
Oh, like the embodiment of eternity and all those.
Because he's too big.
That's a stress.
That's look, he's not shitting.
Yeah.
I think initially I'm like, oh yeah, dealing with day-to-day lives or whatever. But the moment I become too big and I see God, I'm like, things have taken a turn. I have entered godhood by being too big.
Also, it's really scary that it's a size regulator and that he can just, like, what if someone messes with it and they're like, you're going to shrink forever.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what happens to Wasp.
But imagine.
And also just like the conversation you have, you are there. You are this huge, big, giant man.
Yeah.
And there's the embodiment of like eternity and entropy and all that being like, oh, hey. How'd you get here? He's like, I'm
Ant-Man,
too big.
Ant-Man 3, Paul Rudd talks to God.
Yeah.
Ant-Man gets too big and there is God. That's great because that just the ability to achieve godhood through sheer size is
and then,
spectacular.
And then the knowledge that I'm chatting to these people and that eternity and like the universe and all these has sentient beings attached.
Yeah.
That would cause me to freak out. It's causing me to kind of have an existential crisis as
right now, and you are not even too big.
And I'm not even too big to deal with this. But if I was too big, and then would I become small? And what is that point? Is there like, if I am, say, a billion feet, I'm talking to God, but if I'm like 1 foot off a billion, am I not talking to
Where
God?
Where are you?
Is it a gradient? Where have I gone? Am I breathing still? How am I getting too big?
Also, it's fucked up that Ant-Man is just a guy.
Mm.
He's not super strong. He's not like super tough. He's just a dude. So like, you know, maybe if a dog bites him and he's quick enough, he can explode out the dog. But like,
he's
fucking
just
someone
dude.
Stands on him and he's not thinking. Imagine you're Ant-Man and
becomes down to this whole idea of you must be that same weight or whatever because he has that, if someone stood on him, he could lift them up, right?
Yeah.
Because he's got that strength and power of him being small.
Well, he's got like an ant does, doesn't he? Which is like 10 times proportionate strength.
Yeah, something like
that.
What if a car drove over him? Is
that
car crashing or is that him done?
Yeah, surely that's him
done.
Surely that's him done.
Yeah.
A man stepping on him, yeah, look, he could be fine because if a man steps on me, I'm like, hey,
you can kind of push
quit
him
it.
Off. Yeah, a car rolls over you, you're dead.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, ah.
So Ant-Man having to cross a road, scary.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, again, getting
not
attached.
Not armored either. Yeah.
Or to, like, ants.
He is armored. Yeah.
And he is.
He's
it's kind
armored.
Of armor. It's not, like, good armor,
yeah,
though.
No, it's not like a...
Comparatively
it's not like a good Iron Man
else.
Armor.
Yeah.
No, but it's like, he's more padded than, like, a Captain America.
Yeah, but Captain America doesn't need the padding. That's the point.
It's kind of like motorcycle
leathers. Yeah, exactly. It's like,
which is like fine, but like not going to stop.
But for just a regular, look at all the other regular humans in the MCU.
Yeah.
Falcon, he's fine. He's got like military grade armor.
But like
both Hawkeye and Black Widow just wear bodysuits.
And they're exposed like a lot.
Yeah, that's true. They are. See, that's bad.
Nick Fury.
Too. Nick Fury's never on the front line though.
Oh,
do you remember Nick Fury in that great in Captain America Civil War where he was just going around with guns?
Fuck yeah.
Well, also, yeah, getting attached to ants, which he already does in the film.
Yeah.
And he gets all sad when one of them dies or nearly dies or whatever. I can't remember that film.
Yeah.
Does Aunt Antony die?
No. You're pulling that scene from nowhere, and that's great.
No, but Antony gets, like, he gets wounded,
no, because he's big in the end. They have him like a dog, remember?
What? No, with the ant he gets attached to that flies.
Yeah, Antony gets big at the end.
Antony
of the...
gets big?
And they have him like a dog.
Fuck.
You just made up a scene.
Isn't he get stressed because Antony almost dies?
Oh, no, you're thinking about that scene where Bucky falls off the train.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking of. You're getting Bucky and Antony the ant confused.
Well, yeah, Antony, the guy with the metal arm.
He's got the metal. He's in Wakanda.
The White Wolf.
Currently. Yeah,
the White Wolf, hey, Antony. Yeah,
out of that tent, and everyone was like, "White Wolf, White Wolf," and Shuri was like, "There you are, White
but
Wolf."
You know, he's like Cap America. Let's join the.
Yeah, remember
the
in Black Panther when they bring in what's his face, the, military
Everett
guy.
Rost.
Yeah, yeah, Everett Ross, and Shuri's like, "Oh, you've brought me in another giant ant."
Everett Ross.
Time to fix another giant ant.
That one, Antony.
Yeah, no, Antony. No, you're right. No, yeah, you're actually 100% right.
But you're getting attached to ants, and ants don't have like the longest lifespan.
No.
And we buy domestic products to get rid of a lot of ants. Surely he'd have attachment to these ants. Because again, he already does have one.
Yeah.
And that would be stressful.
What if Ant-Man just gets like, he's like going exploring with the ants and someone poisons the ants? Surely that'd kill him, right? And then you're like, you take
him. Like emotionally? Yes.
But like, If Ant-Man dies in an anthill and then you clear that anthill and you're like, there's a lot of dead ants and one tiny guy.
Yeah. Or you're like, yeah, or like he goes into an anthill and you're out there being like, oh, I've got to kill these ants and I want to make sick art.
Yeah, yeah.
And you melt down like silver or whatever it is, you pour it in and you get like a cool little sculpture. In that is going to be one little tiny guy being like, eh.
Also, no, but I think the thing is with all of that stuff is, well, it's definitely stressful, but I don't think it's going to kill him because the moment he realizes something like that, emotionally he'll be hurt, but he'll just get big.
Yeah, that's true.
He might get covered in like molten silver.
He'll be covered in a bit of molten silver because it'll only make him big, not the silver.
What if an eagle gets him?
I guess he's going to explode out of that eagle.
No, like no, in its claws, and then it starts flying away, and he has to get big, and the eagle's like, oh my god, but the eagle's keeping a grip on him. Yeah, he be able to get big enough in time that if he drops, he doesn't die?
Yeah, because then he becomes and sees God.
That's true. He gets too big, and he gets so big, and the eagle's still with
him. The eagle accidentally sees God too. The eagle sees the eagle God.
That eagle is not shitting. It is a stressed eagle.
So stressed. Eagle talking to his all eagle buddies. I picked up a guy, like a fish, I thought.
Took
me to God.
1 second I was picking up what I thought was a mouse, and now, I am.
I need to rethink some things in my life.
How often do we think Ant-Man's shitting?
Less than Superman.
Yeah, at this point, maybe he's like a half poop. Half poop a week.
I reckon he has to drink coffee every day.
And he does one little rabbit poop a day.
Yeah,
like it's a nervous rabbit poop.
Yeah, and he's never...
He has to shrink down
and
go like in an ant nest or underground somewhere where he's just like no one's near him. He needs that silence.
You reckon it's easier for him to shit if he's bigger?
Yeah, because like, the food in his stomach wouldn't be getting any bigger.
Does that mean he's like got a giant sphincter but small poops?
That's very weird.
Why do you say that?
No, you know, because he's exactly.
If he's getting big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's...
Because if he's getting small, does that mean he's got a tiny sphincter and a lot of poops?
That's no good.
Well, actually, no, his food inside him must change.
Has to.
Otherwise, when he shrinks, he's just like, oh! Yeah.
Just like shit just everywhere.
Oh my god.
You have to, when you shrink down, you got to be fasting.
Otherwise, poop through your paws.
Just being like, okay, so we're going to do the...
Seeing like a giant shit explode out of a man.
I just love the original Ant-Man being like, all right, so... Okay, so you fasted for 3 days beforehand, yeah? And he's like, what?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I did it, whatever.
Whatever,
you gotta
nerd.
Be fucking 100%.
Yeah, whatever,
this.
Anyway. Boom!
Fucking hell. Nobody ever fasts.
Now I've just gotta shit.
Just sweep it off. It's
bloody stool.
Throw it out, throw it in the bin.
Stressful.
So I know that I said superhero.
Yeah.
And look, I'm happy to bat for this fella and call him a superhero, but
that's good.
Brace yourself. Because I think the most stressed superhero of all, Magneto.
Superhero is a bit much.
Look, I mean, at times he's been a turncoat, as in like turned away from the Brotherhood of Evil, and at one point he was educating and teaching a whole school of children.
Fought against the Nazis.
He does run a school called the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. It is in the title.
It was just Brotherhood of Mutants, and then the press called it, you know, the fake news press called it Evil Mutants.
Okay, no, that's fair. That's fair.
And at this point, he's thinking he was working for the Uncanny X-Men, and at one point, he was like a leader of a nation that got attacked. So look, I'm happy to call it.
Yeah.
That sort of gray area.
Alright, so every superhero has an arch nemesis. Mm-hmm, imagine if your arch nemesis had telepathy. And no moral compass for some reason, even though there are, in air quotes, a good guy. Also, imagine if you survived the Holocaust and then had to deal with shit like this every day.
Yeah, look, I would never take off that helmet.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's bolted onto my head.
I would be so thankful that I'd... There must have been a long period of time for Magneto before he created the helmet where every time he hung out, like, he fought Professor X, he just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't do that immediately. You've got to have been, like, dealing with Professor X being like, I don't want to thank you.
You'd be like, Charles, I noticed I wanted chicken for dinner, but you've made me order beef.
What you?
What are you gonna do now? Are you allergic? No.
Oh.
What are you allergic to?
Shellfish.
Ah.
Next week he forgets because he just doesn't pay enough attention. I ordered you pork. Okay.
Why? I mean, this is just Not what I wanted.
My throat's fine. Doesn't it swell?
What?
No, doesn't it swell up when you have...
Shellfish.
Fuck. And I made you eat pork. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm going to... What doesn't
you... Oh, wait. Magneto won't want to eat pork.
No, that's true. Yeah, he probably
you've upset. Now you've just upset him. That's very rude.
That's a good point.
It is rude. And look, like Magneto is fighting an uphill battle the whole time because he's like, mutants, we are better.
People hate him. Mm-hmm. X-Men hate him.
Yeah. He's just looking out for like his own. You know what I mean? Absolutely. He's been like, I was like dunked on pretty hard because of the people I was with and who I was born into. And now it's happening again. No. We need to fight up.
Yeah,
fight
and
up,
like,
rise up and fight.
Imagine watching Professor X, who's like, oh, no, you know, we'd work alongside the humans. And then humans are like murdering mutants. And he's like, no, they're pretty good.
And you'd be like, Charles, I know for a fact that you can change people's minds. You've changed my mind so many times.
One speech. That's all it takes.
All it would take is just one speech to be like, hey, don't kill us.
Oh, you guys are being far too reasonable to Professor X, but listen, Charles, you fuckhead. Stop being such a cunt about this.
Yeah. You know what I'd do if I was... Because a big problem with Magneto is he gets his helmet taken off him.
Yeah.
I would get just implants. Like big metal implants in my head.
Get the helmet just put over your brain.
Yeah, basically. To be like, can't take it off me. Oh, using your magnet powers? I'm the magnet boy.
You could bully Magneto then because his head would look like the head of a penis.
Yeah, that's true. You could call him Knobhead and it would
It would be apt
as hell. Hey, why does Magneto never just pick up Professor X's wheelchair and tip him out? Is he never like, here we are, time to fight again?
I think Professor... Actually, I was going to say, I think Professor X's wheelchair is not made of metal, but I'm pretty sure he does pick up his wheelchair at some point.
Yeah. Professor X, get a wooden wheelchair.
I think that's why he made the X-Men, so he could throw them at Magneto while he quickly wheels away. Yes, get him, Beast, it's going to be fine, yes.
Wolverine being like, hey, why have you never got a wooden wheelchair?
Right? Why do you get wooden claws, fucko?
Like Professor X being like, it'll be flammable. Someone will set it on fire. What? Do you know how many people control fire at this school?
Yes. Look, we have so many fire control. We have one metal guy. One.
Metal wheelchair's the way to go.
Yeah, look.
Playing the odds.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So, yeah, okay. So the sphere that Superman is like, oh, if I don't bat at 100, humanity might end. Yeah. Ant-Man's like, I might get eaten shit out by a dog.
Yeah.
Magneto's like gone through so much shit. And just every day when he wakes up, it's not getting any better.
And plus, think about the Brotherhood of Mutants. Mm. Let's go through them and talk about how worthwhile these guys are.
They're the fucking worst people to hang out with.
Toad. Fuck Toad. Who cares?
He's so slimy. He'd be like leaving stains on your great couch
all the time.
And he
looks messy.
Time.
Like as in like he'd leave like...
Yeah.
Takeaway containers all over the house.
And you know that he's not really understanding Magneto's point. Magneto's
I feel like... And this is, a bit controversial. It's not handled in the films, but Toad looks like the type of guy that's just constantly proclaiming that he eats ass.
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of those guys that likes eating pussy too much.
Yeah, won't stop talking about it.
He's like, I'll happily eat a girl. I want hour. And everyone's like, Toad, please.
We're trying to figure out what we want for dinner, not...
I want pussy. Like, shut up, Toad. Oh, we know. We get it.
Most guys are selfish lovers. Not me. give me a clitoris any day.
I know other bits.
They don't call me Toad for nothing. I'll turn around and eat her ass.
You ever had a little man lick your uterus? Because I can do that.
My tongue's real big, it gross. I'll eat your ass.
You ever had a little gross man inside? You got any gross man inside you? Would you like some?
Any gross man's tongue inside you?
I know I'm oily, that's good. Pre-lube.
What? What? You know,
that part about sex? Lubricant. I bring my own, my dick wear.
Yeah. You see these scales? They're bumpy for your pleasure.
I can grind on my arms
lubed
or whatever.
For your pleasure.
Please don't. No.
Let me eat your ass. Toad eats ass.
Toad is the worst.
Toad is terrible, and I hate him, and I'm so sad Magneto has to know him.
Magneto's old.
Yeah, he's just going to do that. Like, look, kid.
Magneto, got any grandchildren? Any girls?
I just feel like he'd be just like, yes, Toad, I understand you'd like to eat ass, but I'm like 70 years old. What, you think your generation invented eating out an asshole? Fuck you.
I've eaten ass, Toad, you know.
I've lived a life.
It gets boring after a while.
Where's
eaten
Scarlet
one ass,
Witch?
You've eaten a million asses, Toad.
Yo, where's Scarlet Witch? Why you never bring her around anymore? I miss talking to her. Does she know I eat ass?
We're all very aware of your ass-eating abilities, Toad. Yeah, he's the worst. Yeah, you got Mystique.
Mystique, who, frankly, she should get out of that house.
She just keeps changing into everyone else.
Mystique's...
She's like, Mystique, you like getting your ass eaten? I shape-shifted, so I don't have one. You can't.
Shape-shifted
you can't.
My ass away for you.
Oh, man. That sucks.
And he frog hops his way to his damp bedroom.
Also, like, I can imagine him being like, yo, Mystique. Do you fuck?
Yeah. No? So, look, no? Mystique is fine, but...
Honestly, Mystique, out of all... Toad is definitely going to be the worst, and Mystique, I think, is going to be the best. So we're going for like a...
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Magneto's just going to be hanging out with Mystique, being like, I hate them so much. They're going to have like a couple of glasses of red wine or white wine, and then just bitching about the rest of them.
And Juggernaut is always running.
Yep.
And breaking shit.
Breaking shit.
Just, Blob is... Oh.
Juggernaut, was that you? I was going to say the line from... but then it's so dumb that I just abandoned it halfway through. I decided that this rambling explanation was better than me quoting a movie.
Correct.
In my mind, Juggernaut just keeps... can he help it? Like, if Juggernaut's in the shower and he slips on some soap...
He's unstoppable,
mate. He's just going to run through the house.
naked, but with
the helmet on.
Yes. You then got Blob as well. He's always
slimy again.
He's not slimy. He's just grotesque.
Oh, not... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because again, he's going to be like, he won't leave the couch.
But I always
feel like he'd be friends with Toad.
He is. They're
real
best fucking friends.
Are they?
I want to say yes.
Oh, no.
I always feel sorry for Blob, though, because Blob's like,
What's your mutant power, fucking Mystique? You can be anyone you want. Oh, that's what's your mutant power, Magneto? You can control metal. You know what my mutant power is? Is a problem.
I'm a fat shit.
I am.
No matter
obese.
What I do, I don't die. I diet nothing.
Nothing. This it's is me.
Gross. You know what?
It's gross.
Everyone's had like known people like Toad and Blob. Like yeah. You know that like Toad's making up stories about eating ass and. Blob's later jerking off thinking about him.
Blob is unimaginably impressed by Toad's lies. Mm. Like, Toad is like, yeah, I've eaten the ass of like 10, 20 women, you know.
In one night.
One night I did it. You go there, and Toad's got a whole bunch of lies about going to different places, and like, that's where he's like, you go to the UK, man. That's where you can eat the ass. Everybody wants it. And Blob's like, oh, man, I should go to the UK. But like, you know.
Oh, Toad. That sounds so good.
And then you got Pyro.
He just controls
fire.
And his attitude, he's just so angsty.
He's just so angsty. Like, I'm surrounded by a gross man who keeps trying to eat everyone's ass. A fat shit who believes the last eater.
Believes the Toad has eaten everyone's ass.
He's an idiot. And he always wears a leotard. Look, I get it. It's comfortable. I wish I was wearing a leotard at all times.
Chuck on some
but
jeans.
But fuck. Maybe put on a pair of pants. Malady is yelping. Good girl.
Is she having a nightmare?
Yeah, you having more nightmares?
Or is she dying?
Yep, there we go. Good girl.
Malady, stop complaining.
Oh, you having dreams. And then... And then you've got like an angsty boy.
Yeah.
That didn't wake her up, but now I'm worried. First ever podcast where a dog dies on air.
Mella.
She's fine. Her tail started wagging the moment Dusha went over to her. We thought you were dying, Melody.
don't die.
So yeah, we've got a teenage boy who wants to set things on fire and is angsty.
It's funny because Magneto, he's like, what, 60?
I'd say if not older.
70?
And also in the comics, the only real brotherhood I can remember is someone called like Mammoth Max, who's just like an elephant man.
That's pretty cool though.
Magneto's just got a whole bunch of big fellas and slimy fellas.
And so he must be so jealous of like looking at fucking prim and perfect Cyclops and Jean Grey and the whole crew and being like, should have gotten the good ones.
And also, like, he knows that if you...
Why do I have all the uggos?
Wolverine's, like, borderline. Could go either way.
Yeah.
Why don't you go, you know, join the Morlocks?
I think Magneto's problem is that he doesn't have a uniform. Yeah. That's what I always think is getting him down. He lets it's free dress.
Yeah, it is.
And it doesn't look good. Everyone's
rebelling as well.
What's super nice about the Professor X's school is that everyone's nice and uniform, you know?
Yeah. See, I don't know if, like, he's stressed, though. I see him as frustrated.
Yeah.
I see him being like, he's taking angry shits.
Yeah, absolutely. But like,
a decent amount. I reckon he's fairly regular. I don't know if he's stressed. I think he's frustrated.
Yeah, but when was his last solid shit?
I don't think he's had a solid shit in years, but he's like 70. So yeah.
He's got to be eating bran.
Yeah. It's less shits and more reverse sneezes.
It's terrible. Dude. Imagine Magneto like a very slow.
Not a reverse sneeze. It's a sneeze from the wrong end.
Yeah, it's physically reverse. I just imagine Magneto waking up in the morning, having a glass of prune juice. Going to the toilet, but it's all like sort of like just
slow and methodical.
It's silent, but you can kind of hear Toad talking shit in the background. He doesn't lock eyes with anyone. His whole morning routine is just like very solo. People talk to him, he doesn't listen.
Yeah, he's sculls a glass of prune juice, grabs the paper, takes it to the bathroom, and you don't see him for maybe an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine Toad eating cereal with his dumb mouth. Milk going fucking everywhere.
No, he wouldn't eat cereal for breakfast. He'd be like a leftover pizza every day.
Yeah, that's true. Because he orders pizza every night.
And every single time he eats pizza, he's like, pizza always tastes better the next day.
I get an extra large family one so I can have some the next day.
And Blob being like, I just can't lose the weight. And there's like Magneto mumbling under his breath, and you just eat a salad once in a while.
Good food. Look after your body.
Your body's your fucking temple.
So
look at my body. I'm 70 and ripped.
I'm in amazing shape. God, it's sad. It's more sad than like stressed.
Yeah, it's not stressed. I reckon it's sad and frustrated.
Yeah.
I can just see him being like trying to be the leader of this whole ragtag group of fuckwits, but he's too old. You know what I mean?
That's the best way to describe the Brotherhood of Mutants. A ragtag group of fuckwits.
And yeah, he's just too old for this shit. He just needs to either hang out with people his own age or just like suck it up and be like, Charles, I've made some mistakes.
Maybe that's why just... him and Charles have such a... They're always fighting because, like, Magneto's like, he's the only person my age I can talk to.
And, like, because he, you know, he grew up in an era where he doesn't know how to express love and between friends, he's just like, I guess he's we're like, fighting.
Fighting is the only way I can do it. Professor, him being like, yeah, it's frustrating having, like, mutants that you work with. Professor X being like, it's great.
And the problem here is, because he's wearing the helmet...
Yeah.
Xavier can't read his thoughts. Oh, that's this is true. What he just wants, is he wants friendship.
Xavier can never figure it out.
But it's actually, he's, yeah, they keep
if he
fighting.
Were to break through that helmet, he would hear, you know, Magneto being like, I just want a friend.
I just want a hug, Charles. I just want a hug, and someone to tell me that it's going to be okay.
Professor X wheels up to him to give him that hug, and then smacks him in the knee with a tire iron and wheels away.
No friends in the mutant game, cunt!
I just think it really just comes down to the fact that Magneto lived through one atrocity, and then he would have spent, like, at least the last 20 years just on the brink of that happening again.
And then it did.
Yeah.
With Genosha.
Yeah. So it's just kind of depressing.
Yeah, it's just sad.
Depressing is maybe not
imagine
right.
If World War II went from 1939 to 2018, though. Like, that for is you, pretty that's rough. Pretty stressful.
That's pretty stressful.
But is it stressful, or is it going to be like, you know, the Blitz with, like, all the people from, like, the UK, where it was just like, yes, stressful once, but then it's fine. We're dealing with it. We soldier on. Stiff upper lip.
Yeah, well...
So if- I figure, yeah, I reckon he's just had too much shit to deal with that he's probably like, it's... fine.
He's kind of hoping for it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like this basic, like, flatlining his whole life.
He's basically, right now, I am at a constant 5 out of 10.
Magneto's kind of...
maybe a 4.5.
Ready to go. You know, he's lived too long.
Yeah.
And on a good day, he's a 5.5 out of 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's when you see him smile, in quotation marks, where his lips kind of just make a little upwards curl. But not a big one.
No.
Just like a, kind of like a grimace almost. Like a...
Mm. Alright, so, I just got one lead in the game just before we wrap things up. Lex Luthor, because spending your whole life being like, I'm going to get murdered by Superman, pretty stressful.
stressful he loses his hair.
Idiot. Egghead fuck. Anyway, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Stay stressed, America.
It's not easy to be me.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.